We in the building. 42121. Yeah, that's the numbers for some of y'all who play them numbers or something. It's the morning drip, Suleiman Bay. Yeah, top of the morning. Yeah, we just cruising this morning. We'll get into the groove. Just riding. Hope y'all are well this morning. Get to your destination in life, whatever your journey is. We have to do it up as usual. Got some information to decimate to the general public since we've been dumbed down. So I just wanted to welcome y'all in this morning. Hope y'all can hear me well. Hope all is well out there. Man, we got some big things going on, man. We got some real big things going on. And it involves all of us. It involves you all. It's a call to action. That's right. It's a call to action, man. Real men and women to step up, be industrious, be fearless, quit fearing the man, and fear Allah. You feel me? People say they fear God, but your actions show different. You fear the man. You fear the man, what the man going to do to you. So he going to pull you up and do all this. And you fear that because these codes been put on you, these black codes been put on you for so long that you think that this is what they're called law, is lawful. But it's not lawful, it's legal. So we're going to get into some of that, understanding the difference between lawful and legal and what words. Remember, we're going to get into words, and we're going to spend some time on that this morning as we get into the introductory part of this. You see me? As my co-host and then get prepared to come on in or whatever. I'm going to get y'all warmed up with these words. So I chose a word this morning, penal, since we're going to be dealing with the penal system today. We're trying to figure out about this penal system. They keep talking about rehabilitation. Can you use the rehabilitation? I'm trying to say, is it rehabilitation or slavery? We got to find out if people are being rehabilitated. You got to find out, what does that word mean? Were they rehabilitated in the first place? So that's where we at today. So the word I chose today was, I started off with penal. Now, I want y'all to understand, when you define in words, there's no way that, especially if your vocabulary is not broad and you limited, if you going to define a word, then it's not going to take you to other words. Because in the course of you defining a word, there's going to be some other words in there that you possibly don't know or understand what their definition is. So by you just keep reading over stuff that you don't know, stuff just keep going over your head in life. That's right. It keep going right over your head and like, you missing the whole boat. Your boat's sinking. The Titanic has sunk. Atlantic is sunk. You dig that? So you got to break down. You got to stop. Erk! Yeah, you got to stop yourself. This is for you. I, self, law, and master. It ain't for nobody else go educate you and to where you need to be in life for you to be all you can be. Nah, this is something you got to train yourself. You got to know yourself and train yourself for that. So, stop right there. As soon as you see a word that you don't know, you can't even pronounce it, let alone understand what it is. So you need to stop and go define that word. When you define that word, guess what? Now that knowledge has brought you to understanding. Hopefully, that knowledge and understanding will be a precursor to wisdom, which it will, somewhere down the line. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. So, first word today, because this is going to take us to a bunch of words before we open up the floor and do what we do and go into discussion. But let me get into this first one. It's penal. Of or pertaining to or involving punishment. Let me get my brother in here, man. Let me get my brother in here. Assalamu alaikum. So you hear me good? I'm in the new forum this morning, man. You know, I've been traveling, so I don't got all my setup right. I'm clear?
Yeah, you clear.
Okay. So I want to give the definitions. I was just studying, man. You know how we do. Top of the morning to you, brother. I want to tell you that. I'm sure I'm glad you left.
I've been listening to you for about 2 minutes.
Yes, sir. So
you hear me?
As I was preparing this morning, I was just going into my studies, family, for all y'all to know, and I was trying to find a word, and it just came to me, just, you know, popped up. So I chose penal. But as I was studying penal, it took me to several words in order to get an understanding of what I'm trying to bring to you of what penal is. because it's deeper than what we think. You have to break down these words, and I had to go into several words, and I got an understanding that I could bring to you where you guys can understand what I'm trying to give you and what's going on in the world. So the first word, it was penal, and it says it's an adjective and one, of or pertaining to or involving punishment, okay, as for crimes or offenses. Two, prescribing punishment. Three, constituting punishment. Four, used as a place of punishment. So I'm just, we got the clue, right? Penal dealing with punishment, right? Okay, so penal and punishment go together. So we have to understand that. Now, what is the penal code? Penal code in law is the aggregate of statutory enactments dealing with crimes and their punishment. Okay, so a penalty, so statutory enactments. So I had to go over there and look, and I said, well, okay, what is this talking about? The law, a penal code is the aggregate of statutory enactments dealing with crimes and their punishment. And I'm like, okay, I can understand statutory enactments, but do I really understand it? I can look at it and just understand what they're saying as far as just a broad understanding. That's how we do. But really going in and understanding what this means to me, because this really affects my status and standing in law. So I had to go break down statutory. So when I went and broke down statutory took me to, and this is the thing about studying. We got to go in there and really get into it. So statutory took me to, the root word of that is statute. So I went in, I highlighted statute. Statute says law. An enactment. That, well, I was like, man, that's the second word I didn't read, and enactment popped up. So I underlined enactment. So now I know I got to go to enactment after statute. So I went to statute. I said, an enactment made by a legislator and expressed in a formal document. B, the document in which such an enactment, there it go again, is expressed. Two, international law, an instrument annexed or subsidiary to an international agreement as a treaty. I understand this treaty is enforced now, multiple ones with different countries. Who are you a foreign? Where are you descended native of nature? Three, a permanent rule established by an organization, corporation, etc., to govern its internal affairs. That's a statute, right? So we use that one. Three, a statute, a permanent rule established by an organization, corporation, etc., to govern its internal affairs. Now, so I went on, and I said, well, let me finish defining that. So the root of that word was statuaire, right? It was an old French word. It was statuaire. I can't pronounce it right, probably wrong, but it said to make stand, set up. So I went on to read. I said statutory. I went down to statutory. It says of, pertaining to, or of the nature of a statute. Okay. Two, prescribed or authorized by statute. We just read statute. Three, conforming to statute. Four, recognized by statute. And it says legally punishable. Note, legally and lawful is two different things. So now legal versus lawful. You have to define legal and lawful, because we've been sentenced and charged with enactments, and it's legal what they're doing. But is it lawful? That's something that you have to find. So it says statutory law, the written law established by enactments. There it go again, expressing the will of the legislator as distinguished from the unwritten law or common law. Wait a minute now, because common law, that's where God's law, nature's law, divine law at, common law. But this talking about the statutory law is distinguished from the unwritten law or common law. Then it goes on. I went to another word, statutory offense. It says law, a wrong punishable under a statute rather than at common law, also called statutory crime. So we being sentenced under something that's not the common law. So that's when you got to start understanding public and private sectors. Okay, two flags in your state, a public flag and a private flag. Red, white, and blue is public. The other state flag, that's the private. That's the two things that's going on. You got to just, okay, listen now, you're being punished for something. That's what the McGirt and Oklahoma case has all the implications on. So I got to go to enactment now.
So I highlighted enactment. I went on down to enactment. I said, man, because this word enactment keep popping up. Let me round this whole thing off into a circle. Let me bring this full circle and figure out. I'm getting an understanding now. So I went to enactment, but, of course, the root of that word is enact. So as I was reading it, I said, okay, let me go in here. I went to enactment. I said, one, the act of enacting. Two, the state or fact of being enacted. Three, that which is enacted, a law or statute. So I said, well, I got to go to the root word, which is enact. So I went to enact. It says, one, to make into an act or statute. Wait a minute. To make into? Okay. They have enacted a new tax law. Two, to represent on or as on the stage. Act the part of. Come on, man. This is a big game, man. And then you go on and they got the word crime in there. You go on to find out, man, they criminalized all this stuff. This is a big game, man. The black call laws were sanctioned in 1724. It was to keep the black people in check. Everywhere you go, if you bit, bop, or fart, see, they had a dog, a water hose, and some hooded men ready to do you in. You can't drink here. You can't do nothing. So all these statutes was enacted, these crimes. What they call crimes are punishable. And then they did this bogus, what they said, free the slaves. First, you can't free nobody, because if you free somebody, then you have power to enslave them again. You can't free them. They have to free themselves, okay? So you abolished the institution of slavery in 1865 with the 13th Amendment. But you made all those, except you abolished, let me read it exactly like it say. Let me give it to y'all exactly like it say. I'm going to speak my own words. 14th and 13th Amendment, 1865. U.S. Constitution, Section 1, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude except as a punishment. They go punishment again, define punishment for crime. The word crime again needs to be defined. Whereas the party shall have been duly convicted shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Section 2 says Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Congress, the new slave owner. Congress makes the laws to keep your black ass enslaved. People waiting on Congress to pass this and that. Congress, the one passing the legislature, just said it right there. It just said involuntary servitude or slavery is abolished, except as a punishment for crime. So they set up a crime sling perfectly for your black ass. Excuse my language, but that's what they did, because that's what we keep calling ourselves. So 3 years later, the 14th Amendment, they made us citizens. Hold on. You can't just make nobody no citizen. That's by force. A person has to come over here and go into a process, apply for citizenship, because it's an artificial citizenship. Yeah, when you go somewhere, you have to go apply for that. You didn't just come somewhere and you just made a citizen. Now you got to bring your paperwork, your identity. Who are you? Where are you from? Where are your people? They don't just accept no mutts, no nationless, no stateless people. But, oh, the black man, the Negro, the black, the colored, you've been made a citizen. And the 14th Amendment says this, as I open up the floor for my brother to come in and we go into our topic. The 14th Amendment, 3 years later, after they made all these crimes, they already had the crimes, the black codes from 1724, which was sanctioned by the church, by Rome. Go study it. Find out the black codes law. Go to the Library of Congress. Find out where they sanctioned them from. Read them. Section Amendment 14, 1868, 3 years later, after they just set up this monopoly board, this crime scene, to keep you black. All persons born, Section 1, all persons, they got that word person again. We have several studies on that. There's two types of person, an artificial person and a natural person. An artificial person is a corporation. It got all kinds of rights and stuff, just like a human being. Could go to law, could sue, and all that kind of stuff, but it's not a human being, just like the movie Ted with the little doll. He's running around shaking his wee-wee and everything, and they told little Ted, sit your little dumb ass down somewhere. You a fake person. Sit down, Ted. And he was smoking weed and everything, having sex and everything. They told Ted, sit on down. Anyway, that's what this case was. That was about you, black man. They put the story in our face and just laughed at us. We went to the movies with it. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, he made you a subject under jurisdiction, are citizens of the United States in the other states wherein they reside. Everybody else got to go through the Naturalization and Immigration Agency. Yeah, they got to go in there and fill out all kinds of paper, answer all kinds of questions about where they from, their land mass, their nature, their culture, and everything. But you nationless, the state, the red, white, and blue flag represents you. Good morning, everybody. Welcome in, brother.
Salaam alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Alaikum salam.
Yeah, they. I studied a lot on that black code, and then when they make an exception, you know, the reason they made the exception is because they still wanted to keep us enslaved. So if you couldn't prove you was working for 6 months straight, you get arrested, vagrancy charge, you get arrested, and then what they do is they put you in jail and enslave you again. And that's what that was about right there. Because you know, what happened was once they lost the labor, that killed the economy because a lot of the economy was based on slavery. So when they so-called abolished slavery, they didn't abolish it. They just did it under a different title. And,
right.
And like you said, with the word penal, that's what they came with. They created – it's like – I always say, you could be doing something. I'll give you an example how they do it. So in California, they changed the cannabis laws, right? So
okay.
we were living under cannabis laws since 1996 out here in California. Of course, you know, I was in that industry at one time. And then
right.
they changed the law. Now what I was doing became illegal. They just changed the law and make it illegal. Now I can't do it. You will
right.
see. I remember times I would be driving or something, and you may have a joint or something in the ass. Trade the police. Don't even bother you. You understand? They just let you go. You got your license and all your stuff correct. They let you go. They never even looked at the marijuana. Then when they change the laws, now what they do? Now they say we smell marijuana. We can check the car now. Smelled marijuana. They smelled marijuana in the boy's car and ended up killing that boy, you know, unjustly like they always do. And it's
right.
something how they make you a criminal. They make you a criminal through this penal
yeah.
system that they're taught. They enact one of their laws
right.
and make you a criminal.
Exactly.
And what happens is, let me tell you how cold the laws are. California had 600 and something new laws last year. You probably don't know one of them, but let me tell you one of them. How weird they are and how they set stuff up. They say that when it rains, if you don't have your headlights and your windshield wiper on, that's a crime, whether you know it or not. Most police don't even know most of the crimes that change. And these people just make laws to suit their situation and so forth, so forth, so forth. And then when you go back to studying, like you talk about, this is one of the real reasons that we get left out of a lot. We don't want to do research. We don't want to do the studying that it takes. And they know that. They play on that. They really play on that. You know, how many, you know, like I always tell people all the time, anytime I'm in a situation that I don't know something, I always say to myself, that's my opportunity to learn. Everything I've ever learned, I didn't know before I learned it. So when you don't know,
right.
you know, that's your opportunity to learn. A lot of time I talk to people and I'm telling them, I'm saying something to them. The first thing they say to my office, I know. And the next thing I say is I'm not talking about what you know. I'm talking about what you're doing. But if you want to talk about what
no
you
question.
Know, let's talk about that then. You understand what I'm saying to you? Because a lot of people are saying,
right.
you can come with somebody who's explaining something and they say, I know. But they really don't know. There's no embarrassment
right.
in not knowing something. There's no embarrassment in
right.
not knowing. I seek out what I
right.
don't know. That's what
right.
I seek out, what I don't know. You understand? That's
right.
that's what I look for, what I don't know. And so with this system, this some states GP gross national GPA or GNP or whatever it is was based on slavery. Wall Street was based on slavery. As a matter of fact, when they went on this. I always tell people 1864, 1865, 4 million enslaved blacks, 387,000 per se free blacks. And we only had one half of 1% of the wealth in the country at that time. 60% of the prison population was, it was us. And you look today, 160 plus years later, we still only got one half of 1% of the wealth. And we still dominate the prison population. See, ain't nothing really changed. But if you knew that and studied that, you would know that. But in the minds of people, people think, oh, man, they locking us all up. They've been locking us up for 160 years. We ain't got no money. We ain't never had no money. Quit showing Oprah and Jay-Z and all these people, because if you ain't in the entertainment business or you're not in the sports or something like that there, you ain't about to get too much, because we think that success is having a good job. There's no such thing as a successful job. You could have a good job, I guess, if that's what you want to say, because black folks think that success is having a good job. But you can't say that to people. You can say, hey, Brother Suleiman, he got a successful job. That don't even sound right. No, you can say Brother Suleiman has a successful business. You know, we don't operate and take, it's like Monopoly. Everybody's played Monopoly. So I sit down with you, Brother Suleiman, and I say, you don't want to play Monopoly? First thing you holler, I know. So we get down and we set up the board, right? Okay, we set the board up and we give you the dice. And you say, what's the dice for?
Right.
You understand? Because you don't understand Monopoly. And then when you play Monopoly, this is how these folks play. They give, white folks start off with $500. The other people start off with $400. The other people start off with $300. They give us $50. Now, if you play Monopoly, you start off with $50. As soon as you land on get out of jail, you broke.
You dead.
You see what? You
dead.
You see what Monopoly? Huh? Hello.
Yeah, you dead. As soon as you roll the dice.
Yeah, you dead. Yeah, you already. You know. So Monopoly is about what? Buying the property. Building on the property.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Then when somebody land on your property, guess what? You get paid because they didn't land on your property. You see what I'm saying, T?
Right.
And then people don't understand that this country is really about money. You know, that paper money, all you got to do is pull out any bill, and it says this note is legal in tender for all debts, public and private. See, they say you can use this note. So, that note is only good to go pay somebody. That's all. Whoever you owe, you can give them this note, and that'll take care of it. And you can do it in public, and you can do it in private. That's all it is a note. It ain't really what people say. I told you that Nixon took the gold seal off the money, off the dollar, because you should go trade your money in for gold.
So you said it significantly for all our people who are listening. So let me break this Monopoly board down, because I that's what I do, man. Yeah, I understand that Monopoly board, man. And anybody who's listening know I play that Monopoly, man. That's what I do. So on the Monopoly board, it's four sections on the Monopoly board. Each one of them is a different price, starting from the little, let me give it down to you, from in your area out there, the hood. You got the little turf ones, Mediterranean and Baltic, and the little light blue ones. Then when you turn the corner, they go a little more expensive. Then when you go around the corner to the little green ones, they get a little more expensive. Then the last one with the orange ones and Park Place and Boardwalk, they get extreme, right? Okay, so it's level.
Yes.
So it's just level. Now, on this board, you got to understand the board that is levels on there. You can't get everything, at least not all at once. You got to strategize to get there. In order to do this, you got to understand the dynamics of the board. You got to understand where the other people are in positioning yourself. So each one of them plots, you need in. You need an interest on each one of them boards so nobody else can monopolize, so you have a seat at the table. That's what Monopoly is about. I don't know what everybody else be doing, but you need a seat at the table so you can use your pieces to get into a better position. That's what you do. And so it don't matter if this dude over there skinning and grinning with Park Place and Boardwalk over there, because if I got other key strategic pieces, he's going to need me in order to come around this board, or he's going to lose everything, he or she. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. So you got to get enough pieces on this board. And you can't be sitting around there just trying to collect money, because if you collect the money, everybody else is building around you. They're being industrious, and they're putting up properties. So every time you roll the dice, you're risking spending some money. You're risking outcome, and you don't have no income coming in. So you see what's going on the board? That's why you lose. So you got to understand about estate planning, real estate. All the wealthy people, that's what they have in common, real estate. That's why they invented that Monopoly board, to show you. So that's what that's about.
Yes, sir.
And then if you look at the board, you see the water, the electric, the railroad. But the railroad is important. This is where they got the railroad barons. They just gave them white folks all that land for nothing. They just gave it to
nothing.
Them people still eating off that land right now that they gave them, because the railroad was the
yep.
way they start getting products around, and all the products start
yep.
being able to move around. And they went there and just demolished the Native Americans. They just demolished them. They wanted to get rid of them so bad. This just to show you how horrible white folk could be. They slaughtered the Indians. And then, you know, the Indians, they loved that buffalo because they used every piece of that buffalo. You could just get on the train with your gun and just start killing the buffalo because they knew that's what the Indian, that was their thing, that buffalo. They just went around. They had mountains of buffalo bones and stuff. That's how cruel they are when they do stuff, you know.
So,
they're just horrible.
Yeah.
See,
it's diabolical.
People don't understand.
Go ahead.
No, people don't understand ism. You know, when you see ism, that's a theory, a belief in something, ism. When you see ism on a word, ism. So we live in a society that's based on capitalism. You know, that's why they call it a capitalistic society, because they believe in capitalism. Now, if you don't understand what capitalism is, how you going to get anything out of this country? You don't even understand what they play and how they play and how they set up, because you don't understand capitalism. So you can't take advantage of something you don't understand. You understand what I'm saying, Keith?
No.
That's why they created the school system. It's because they wanted to keep them kids in there 8 hours a day, because they know they was going to work them kids, and they want to set them in there 8 hours a day so they could get used to it and they can program that same mind, including black folk. You know what I'm saying, T?
So now what it's about for us is changing the language, changing the literature. And see, first what we got to do is understand self. So I wanted to give an example of that. So when we just talking and you start talking to them, you start talking to us and the people about what they did to the Indian. But I have to correct you there, because as a Moor, I have to correct language. In order for us to get an understanding, we have to broaden that. Listen, when you say Indian, the people need to know. Instead of saying Indian, you need to say when they slaughtered us. Man, our foremothers and forefathers were slaughtered on this continent from the north, central, and south. It ain't no such thing as Indian unless you're in India. Us, pre the name Indian, prior to the name Black, Negro, African American, us, our foremothers and forefathers' blood, sweat, and tears is in this soil. This was our land. We was here. Whatever name they calling is what they didn't put on it. So we got to quit saying that, because that makes divisive. Like we're different from them. No, that's the same people. They holding on to our culture, to stuff that we don't even remember. That's right. That's what they doing, the dances and all the stuff. That's our people over there. You go into their roots, they know it. All my ancestry leads right back through the tribal and the Indians and the all this stuff they call Indians. It leads right back through there, because we're the original people. So we got to stop, quit leaving these labels that they putting on us to divide the family. Just like a Mexican don't think he the same as a Puerto Rican, and a Puerto Rican don't think he the same as a Dominican. Get out of here. You just speaking another conqueror's language. You the same people. You put us in a holding tank, and we don't open our mouth, we all be a nigga to them. So, yeah, that's us. We go study your history, all that's in you. Indian, that's us. That's us right here, because we know this is not India. If they calling them Indian, this is not India. So whoever them people they call in India is not at their original home. Huh? So you got to understand that. That's our Canaanite family, what they call Indian. But we was already here. What they call blacks was already here prior to anybody coming here. Man, they know the history, bro. So we got to start changing. When we change the literature, we got to change our language. That's why we try to stop saying the word black. We understand that we use that, and we got to talk to our people, and we got to say that to you guys a lot. We got to talk to your black ass, or we got to say black to you. Yeah, we got to say that sometime, but understanding that that's not who we are, and changing the literature, changing the language, because we got to understand ourselves. We're the leaders. We're the civilizers. We're the god and goddesses. We're the torchlights of civilization. We brought civilization into the rural light, and we're dumbed down. We're dumbed down now. We got other people's culture, God, language, everything. So how can there be light in the world? There is no light, because the light givers are dimmed down, dead.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and I know that's the truth. I just be using the verbiage that they understand. That's why I say that. I hate to be saying that, but I have to say, I have to speak to them at their understanding level. So that's why I say
that. Oh, I know.
You know. I know that,
that was for them more.
True in what you're saying. I know that you're true in what they're saying and what you're saying, because I always look at it. Anytime you see a bunch of our people doing the same thing with the same response in the same kind of way, wherever you go in this country, you know they've been brainwashed. You know, I talked about the word program. Program is, in the dictionary, it says it's a prearranged plan. It's a prearranged plan. That's what a program is. You go to a ball game, program, program. You go to a concert, program, program, because it's a prearranged plan.
Right.
So that's what they had for us, a program. They got a program that they established for us, and that program has got something to do with being brainwashed. You know, when the Moolies and them was brainwashing people, what did they do? They took away everything they had, everything they got, everything. When Jim Jones, he programmed them people. He took away everything they had. Didn't have nothing before he got them, but he took away everything, the money, all your stuff. He gave them a new doctrine, a new program.
Right.
So I always say, if you want to look at a program, you need to, I think it's just suppose when you switch the words around. Go gram first. Gram is what?
Mm.
A unit of weight. You measure things in grams. So look at it. Measure
right.
it. Look into it first. And then see if pro means for you. Pros and cons, for and against you. So instead of going program, when you get involved with these people's program, reverse it and weigh it. And see if it's for you, because it's not for you, it's against you. And we know most of what they do works against us. It absolutely works against us. You know, and if we don't get involved, we can take advantage of the way they have things set up in this program here in this country, but we have to know how to do it. You understand? We got to know how, like the things, like when you get into business, you got to know how. I was just talking to a sister the other day. She's been in business for a while. Don't know nothing about business credit. Don't know nothing about Dun's and Bradstreet. Don't know none of that. She actually don't know none of that.
Wow.
So that has a lot to do with it. How the reason we don't succeed in business, because we don't know how to go get the business credit to do it with. See, that's how you that's a program. That's a good program. That can work for you when you weigh it. You just got to know how to get in where you fit in with it. Like I didn't know nothing about it when I started a couple of my business and listening to what you've been telling me and stuff in my own studies and research into it, I see now you don't even need no money.
You don't
even need no money. You just need to get established some
money.
Business credit. They're going to give you all the money you want, you know. But
right.
Back up here. See, we don't even want to go into business. We're so far from it, we don't even want to go into business. So with me, I've been a businessman all my life. All my life I've been doing business. You know, I had, I think, three jobs, and one of them I lived, it was at the boat dock around the corner from Mama's house, and I was late every day.
Right.
Because I didn't like working, you know. So I've been working for myself. But had I known about business credit, I already been a 20 millionaire or something, but I didn't know nothing about it, you know.
Oh, you already are? You already are? So listen to this. The U.S.? See, this how going to the root of things is the U.S. is by design, by formation, is a business compact or contract, and they borrowed to establish it. They borrowed
yes.
to get their independence. That's why it's treaties. That's why it's treaties enforced that they have to honor with other countries, because they borrowed to get their independence, to fly that flag on the 4th of July and all that. See? So you got to study the treaties to see if you were a member of one of those treaty nations, because you were, they're bound to respect the game, the international law. The Negro tags, the black colored African American, the Indian, all that, the stuff that they coined, all that's represented by the red, white, and blue charter. That's a charter flag. That's a corporate banner. If you break it down, it's no different from the British flag of the mother nation that it represents, or the Confederate flag of the other sister flag that it represents. Come on, y'all, wake up. Y'all trying to pull down a Confederate flag and the Confederate flag flying in all 50 states. That's what it was. That's what the new slavery was. They said, come on, man, y'all tripping. Y'all can't be hanging them from trees and doing all this stuff in the open. It's a new era now. You got to put on this polished coat, Jim. And they put on the polished coat. They in all the seats of government and authority. Hell, and they just prosecute and do you, lynch you the other ways, bureaucratically through laws, because you don't know nothing. You don't know how to read. You don't understand. And you don't have a nationality. You stateless. So it's nobody going to come to your defense. in the international affairs. Nobody to redress your grievances to, huh? Yeah, you got to come to our courts, to our laws. So you worried about a jury of your peers? You'll never get that. You in a foreign jurisdiction, which brings me to I'm going to get to today. I have a document for you guys. We will get into. It's called it's the Revised Uniform Enforcement of Foreign Jurisdictions Act. That sounds foreign and alien to all of us, but guess what? We are foreign and alien to each other. If you're in a different state, if you're in a different municipality, if you're from a different country, you're definitely foreign. Yeah, you're doing foreign intercourse, but their foreign intercourse is uniform. That's what the union is about. That's why the flag flies in all 50 states. They say, hey, we got to do a uniform. It's more beneficial like that. I could pull your black ass over in one state and enact the same law on you in another state. Oh, that's a beautiful lynching. That's the long hand of the law. So it's a lot of documents out there that's going to agree. We've been programmed, like you said. This is going to educate us because we've never been educated. We've been trained. You don't educate property. You don't educate property. Come on, guys. So you keep sending your children to schools. And, bro, I keep listening. I deal with my girl all the time. She, oh, that was her girl. Jenna, they got to go to school. The grandma want them to go to school. Ain't nothing but coronavirus and disrespect and all kinds of filth coming from other people's auras and vibrations from their children at school. Learning everything you're trying to program into your child at home is being defused at school around the rest of the people that's there that ain't on nothing. Hey, you'd be better off teaching them at home. They ain't teaching them nothing. They ain't doing nothing but Jim Crow them in there, teaching them, they're training them, giving them some bogus history, not even rounding them off, just sending them out there to do the same thing that their mothers did, that their fathers did, and we think that that's right. Man, we ain't got nothing out of that. We ain't got nothing out of the religion, out of the culture, nothing. We still the bums. We the wretched of the earth. Come on, brother. Come on now. The wretched of the earth. Oh. This is crazy, bro. We don't understand this. So this company, they borrowed to establish. So like I said, this treaty is enforced with people. I talked to my relatives because the other day, and they was like, well, we ain't Moors. Everybody want to say we ain't Moors and we ain't this. I'm like, okay. Well, if you, it's only one race, and it's Aboriginal people, and everybody agreed that these so-called Moors people, whoever they was, circumnavigated the globe, meaning they used the stars and mapped out the earth, meaning that it's safe to assume that they paved the way for everybody, for civilization to come in. And you say you don't want that illustrious in your history, but your DNA goes back to that? And then not only that, let's speed up. Okay, everybody's been around the earth now because we all relatives, so other tribes and nations come. Pocahontas had 30 nations under his tribal reign. He was chief to 30 nations on the eastern seaboard before the Europeans came over there in 1025 and met him. So understanding this, bro, this is deep and divine, bro, what we got. Bro, we are connected to this land, bro. One of us, you don't know, you might be the heir to 50 states. Yeah. That's what Pocahontas was. She was heir to the throne and married the European. And because they do patriarchal and we do matriarchal, which is the woman with us, the woman the heir. The woman got the heir of rights. The woman were the birth lineage. That's the natal. Well, she took her over there. Hell, he got rulership. He ruled, you know, they ruled on they statue, which, hell, he was heir to the kingdom. That's how they got their foothold over here. But understanding that they borrowed from other countries. They borrowed from the Moors. Now, the 13 colonies, the original plantation, it wasn't 13 of them. The original plantation is in the document that we read several days ago, several shows ago, that we read in the Articles of Confederation, which is in the Library of Congress. They got two versions of them, two different, the 1643, I believe, and the 1700 ones when they put out. And they tell you what their confederation was, the original plantation, what they was for, and all that. So this is history. We got to understand what was going on, how this company was formed, and what was prior to that. See, because this slavery stuff that they talk about, that's a baby age. We ancient people, that's baby history. Even if you start at 1500, that's baby history. Man, we ancient people, man. We was over here way before that. They got all kinds of documents they're showing on TV now. They're telling the truth. That's a Papa Noble Drew Ali say, you make them tell the truth. Watch the TVs and the radio, tell the truth. HBO, they got a documentary. What is it called? I just sent that to you, too. They got a documentary. Oh, that's all they was talking about. They was exposing it. It's on HBO. They're talking, they were saying Moors and everything. They was exposing it, man. They letting it out. You can't hide it. There's too much information out there. It's too much information in the land. When you Google Muskegee Creek, Google Muskegee Creek Nation, y'all, and watch what pop up. And it's going to pop up. You're going to see a mound, an earth mound. Man, and the history going to be so illustrious, predating 1500 A.D. So illustrious about the five tribes. And then you can go in there and punch on different sub-ethnic groups. Man, all of us related, all tribal, show you where our land was, how much land we ceded. Man, our foremothers and fathers ceded 32.5 million acres to them Europeans, man, east of the Mississippi. Do you hear me? 32.5 million acres our families gave away. And they put us, that was half of the land, that was the Moors land with them original colonies over there. Now, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, they all came afterwards. Which is the Canaanites is what they call Indian. And then they amalgamated in with European. That's the Canaanites. They got Hittites, Amorites, people to call Indians. I mean, Chinese or Arabs, different stuff like that. So you got to understand the lineage. So I'm going to open the floor back up for the brother, but I had this reading right here to go through what I just said, so to put thought on the people so you guys can understand that. And this is the chapter about the Moorish Quran. And it's called the Divine Origin of the Asiatic Nations. And note that the Asiatic Nations are under a divine covenant to never war against each other. And before I close today, I'll read that divine nation. All these so-called the religions, the three major faiths, are all brothers, Abrahamic faiths. Why are they warring? They have a covenant to never war against each other. I'll explain that to you guys later. So somebody's out of pocket, bogus. So this chapter is called seven sentences, the divine origin of the Asiatic nations. The fallen sons and daughters of the Asiatic nation of North America need to learn to love instead of hate and to know of their higher self and lower self. This is the uniting of the Holy Quran of Mecca for teaching and instructing all Moorish Americans, etc. The key of civilization was and is in the hands of the Asiatic nations. The Moorish, who were the ancient Moabites, and the founders of the holy city of Mecca. The Egyptians, who were the Hamathites, and of a direct descendant of Mizraim, the Arabians, the seed of Hagar, Japanese and Chinese. The Hindus of India, the descendants of the ancient Canaanites, Hittites, and Moabites from the land of Canaan. The Asiatic nations and countries in North, South, and Central America. The Moorish Americans and Mexicans in North America. Brazilians, Argentinians, and Chileans in South America. Colombians, Nicaraguans, and the natives of San Salvador in Central America, etc. All of these are Muslims. The Turks are the true descendants of Hagar, who are the chief protectors of the Islamic creed of Mecca, beginning from Muhammad I, the founder of the United of Islam, by the command of the great universal God, Allah. That's the chapter of the divine origin of the Asiatic nation, showing the family that we all one. And, you know, and it's a trip, bro, how just getting information, man. I sat up in them dismal crypts and them cells for 14 years. And prior to that, bro, before them 14-year experience and having different cellies of different faiths and different cloths and have to go through those spirits and vibrations and some good and bad, and, you know, have to deal with that and have religious tolerance and understanding and know how to deliver the message without being offended or offending. And it was a beautiful experience, brother, and it was deep. It was deep. You know, but getting the brothers of different ethnicities to see that we are one. And guess what I bear witness to? I bear witness to Noble Drew Ali being the prophet in these last days of Allah, and that he is Yahushua come again in these last days, because everybody that I put that on into the cell, and everybody, because but first, when you say you're a Muslim, they think you against Jesus. But what we against is Christianity. We ain't against Yahushua. But we'll get to that another time. But anyway, once they get an understanding of this and see, and then you start going into the historical part of it, the bloodliness, the nationality, and the historical base of how the conquerors came. And, oh, man, the brothers start being witness that we are cousins.
That's what John Henry Clark said. Put the religious books up. Go put them up. Just study
straight
history. Just study history.
History.
Just straight study history. Put all them books up and study history. Just study history. It's there. You know, it's there. If you just study history, you will see what's going on. That's why I always say that, you know, that's why they keep us, that's why they got us at, you know, like we don't like to read, we don't like to study, we don't like to do nothing. We just go by what people say. I ask somebody, they tell me about something, and I say, well, where'd you get that information from? So I can go look it up. Oh, so-and-so told me. You know, I don't take nothing nobody say, because if he got the information, I can go look at the same information and get my interpretation of what that information is. You know, you can't have a conversation with somebody else if you ain't in the same book. You know, that studying habit and that reading habit, that's one thing about my incarceration. Because every time I ever been incarcerated, like I told you, the last time I was incarcerated, I think I done 33 months. I read 125 books, and I don't read fiction. You understand? Because I used the whole time to study. You know, because knowledge is power. When you know more, you do more. You know, if you know better, you do better. So we don't know. We don't know, so we can't get more. We don't know, so we can't do better, because we don't know. So we're dealing with a situation that they got us in that educational system. I already explained education comes from the word educure. Educure means to bring forth, to bring out. You understand what's in that person. You know, I didn't get a true education until I became my own perceptive, start teaching myself. That's when I became educated. That's when I became knowledgeable. It's because I sought out the information I needed, not the information that somebody wanted me to have. What I found out, everything I learned in school ain't never done me no good. And they never got me nowhere. And even if you go get educated, let me tell you something. Our people are the most educated group of people in the world right here in this U.S. Out of all the people in the whole world, we are the most educated group of people. We are. We got MDAs, DAs, AAs, PhDs. We got PhDs, mama. You understand? But it don't do us any good because we don't use it to benefit ourselves. We use it to benefit the other people. So we're never taking advantage of education. Because, I was talking, we doing this, I'm ambassador on this thing, on this committee, and they had the two doctors on there. The two sisters were doctors. And I was asking them, you know, like, why don't y'all just get together and open up a clinic right here in the hood? Like, you don't need to work for them. Come right here in the hood, open up a clinic so our people can go see you and be more comfortable coming to see you. You understand why? No, but they took their doctor's degree, and they good doctors and so forth, but they work for the county. They could take them degrees and come open up a clinic and start opening up clinics all over the place for our people. You understand what I'm saying to you? And we just don't think in them terms. Oh, you got Guinness. We got Doc Johnson, I think, or what his name is. But all these people with these skill sets do not ever help us, because you don't see none. There is no black doctors in the hood. There is no black nothing. There ain't no black real estate agency. There ain't no nothing. You understand? All of them work for Keller Winslow or some other damn company. You know what I'm saying? You got to take that education, and that education got to help us. You know, help us get out. And that's
why
I try to do. Go ahead, bro.
No, I go ahead. I'm gonna let you finish. I just want to interject. That's why in Cuba they give you could go over there. They give you they train you free medical training, education, but you got to go back into the hood, the community barrios out there, and give back in the service.
Yeah,
in the medical field.
You're supposed to. That's the only way. That's the only way that the education can these words education can benefit us. Is we can come. We got enough people. Only states that I see where it's a lot of blacks that really get an education and open up, and that's Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta.
I don't care whatever business you're trying to be in or do, you're gonna find one of our people in Atlanta doing it. You're gonna see it there. They do that. I don't like the Bible Belt, but I love the way they, because it's some good and bad too. I never seen so many gay men in my life too, in Atlanta, you know.
Right.
And I'm not being homophobic or none of that. I'm just sitting saying, let's
right.
see what the books say about it. You know, you can have your own mind. Just like that situation. They make a law for everything. They don't care about them books. They don't care about no religious books. That's man-made.
Nah.
They make man-made laws. You know, they don't care about none of that. They don't care about the Constitution.
Huh.
They don't care about no religious books. They don't care about nothing but their self. Whatever they want to do, they will penal. Go back to penal. Go back to enactment. This is what they do. They make it legal.
Right.
How can you just go make something legal and you say you believe in a law and you just go against everything? Why do you think they push that liquor and all that stuff there and make it legal so they can get some money? That's all. They don't care about destroying the people. You know, they don't.
But that's
the
difference.
Say,
it's legal.
They want to say cannabis is a drug. They made it a drug. They made
yeah.
it illegal. But they don't know Hempstead, Texas, Hempstead, Arkansas. You got about 8 or 9 counties named after cannabis because the hemp
yeah.
tree is a natural tree that you can make clothes, paper, oil, fuel, everything out of. If you was a hemp farmer in the United States of America, your kids was exempt from being drafted. That's how important hemp was.
Yeah.
You know, they just make a law. Now all of a sudden, oh, yeah, it's good. It's medicine again. You know, it's medicine again. It's just like when they make a law, they boot everybody else out so they can come in with their big bankrolls, with their business credit money, and open up shop.
Right.
You're gonna be going in there buying them like you're gonna be going in there buying them like cigarettes in a minute. You know. So this is what they do. You know. And then they leave us out. We out. We the out group. We the first ones out. But we don't have to be out. All you got to do is understand what's going on, and you can take advantage of it. Period. Point blank. There's nowhere in the world these Arabs and Chinese and all these people be in our neighborhoods and got all the businesses. No, we ain't broke. How you think they make $1 million a year right in the hood? What you mean we broke because we live in the hood? And they making $1 million off a raggedy store. They go to Costco and
right.
buy stuff and put the price up 10 times a year. Because they doing business.
Right.
They know how to do business.
Right.
They know how to do business. They know how to take advantage. You're not gonna get nothing out of this country if you're not in business. You don't get no money. You get a sore back. You get a sore back from working hard for somebody else. Or when people get jobs at Tesla and Amazon, just they think that, oh man, I work at Tesla. You should see black boy. Where you at? I'm out here at Tesla. Slaving 12 hours a day for 4 days a week.
So because of that language right there, that's why the McGirt versus Oklahoma case was decided. For all the people that are listening, for prison reform, it had business implications, and it's dealing with status, jurisdiction and status. And them statutory laws, they status them, can't put them under statutory laws because their status is a natural person in that part of Oklahoma because it's dealing with the natives, the aboriginals. So who are you? The Negro, the African-American is a statute. That's under statute. It's under 14th Amendment. It's a statute. It has law. It has legal codes and statutes that enforces those articles of legislation by Congress through that. That's right. But there's none established for the natural person. That's why the Supreme Court said that. Congress never set that land aside. That's for the steal for the native people. You can't put the Crimes Act on them. These Crimes Act. Yeah, the Black Codes laws, what they're saying. You can't criminalize them because each state has a different name that they call the Crimes Act. Do you feel me? But it's the same Black Codes. That's all it is. They put a different name and package on it in each state. So, man, people at least stand up. Hell, you'd rather say you're an Indian and go get on a reservation and can't get charged under these bogus crimes you're putting on to that. But the best thing to do is stand up and say who you are. Now, I was reading some documents because you know we'd be studying. And man, the last few days, man, I was reading some documents. Listen, you know it's over, man. You know it's over when they let certain people get into the information and find out. So I was just sifting through, doing some comprehensive studying. I'm talking about comprehensive study, man. And I found some stuff. And by the way, the Legal Empowerment Group 101.com is rolling. I say it again, Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. It's officially up and rolling. So y'all can go in and leave your email address on there.
man, free consultation, dealing with the prison reform, anything we talk about on here, you'll need help with your family members, go to that site. Also, AlMooreConsultationLLC.com. Yes, that's something official too. So y'all need to tap into that so you can get some things going with business and otherwise. But, yeah, I was doing a comprehensive study, like you were saying, brother, knowledge is power. And they have these I've been paying for a lot of information. Yeah, I pay for a lot of information. And that information, like I said, it helps. It helps right now, and it helps for in the future. So I'm trying to figure out why I'm buying this information. Every time I'm buying some, I'm noticing that it's the same package with a different face. So bits and pieces is missing. So I gotta buy this other package just to get it. But it already has a semblance of what I already have. So I'm like, man, they selling the same game. So anyway, I stumbled up on a website. Well, this website is the industry leaders, and they produce reports for industries. And these reports start off at a minimum of you'll get a little bootsy one for a little cheap one for $2,500, and you know, just a regular little simplified report. You know, it might tell you some what's going to happen what's going to happen in the last 4 or 5 years, what's going to happen in the next 4 or 5 years. They got the next one go up to $555, then $9,500. But listen, these are industry reports that will break down everything about whatever sector, whatever industry you want. Now, if you know where the money is going into and what industries are destined to be big and just going to be popping, then you could get these, take these industry reports, have you a research team, dissect these reports, and pull out the information in this report, these comprehensive reports, and then retake that same information and sell packages of it in different portions, because they give it to you little pieces. They all buy this package for $250. Some people can't afford that. Some people charge $2,500. Some people charge $49 for a package, and you might just get one little thing, and they give you a membership just to keep you on the email and keep hitting you with stuff so you eventually try to bite for some more because you need more. They just give you a little piece to help you. That's what I've been getting. They give me a little piece, cuz, and then I get that, and then I need more. So now I got to buy another package somewhere. I buy another package. It's the same thing, but they gave me a little more. So, I stumbled up on this report. Oh, so I thought, I got them. But guess what? It takes finance to raise a nation. I might can't afford $2,500 or $5,500 or $9,500 by myself. But guess what? If I got 20, 30, 40 team members or family members or however it is, and we got a fund and we could buy that, oh, now it's simplified. Now we not only can we sell the package to people, to other people's on emails and on websites, but we actually utilize it ourselves. We're going to benefit from the utilization and the reselling of it. Oh, man, that's on that level. On the credit game, I called Lexington Law yesterday. I've been paying them for over a year, $100-something a month. It's not even worth it because I know what I know. It's just I haven't took the time to sit down and say I got all the papers on the credit game. I know that they bogus. I know that the people that sending the letters ain't the creditor and that they don't got no credit. I'm the creditor. Everything is off my energy. So I already know this. So, man, I'm talking to the lady, and I'm telling her that they bogus and this and that and about the titles, Title 15, and she said, I'm going to send you some information on the link on what codes, the FICA, what you're talking about, and the other one. I forget the name of the Fair Reporting Act, and it's another name for the other one. Anyway, when she sent it over to me, family, y'all, it had the Section 15, had Title 15, Section 1692. That's what y'all need to be aware of. Man, listen, I'm already aware of it. Man, I went in there, and then I look and I already see how I'm going to tackle them with the language. See, what they do is, Lexington Law is, they send reports, they send notices and stuff to the credit bureaus. The credit bureau is in the middle. The credit bureau ain't got no claim on you. You don't owe the credit bureau nothing. The credit bureau is just going off information that's reported to them by somebody else. So why would you go to them? That's a waste of time and bullshit. That's bureaucratic bullshit. So you might as well go straight to the horse and mouth. And by the way, you can always, as a consumer, you can always, any creditor, this so-called creditor that's contacting you, you can put them on notice that they need to contact you either directly by mail or phone. And then you put them on notice because they're not the creditor, you are. And you got to understand the language and what codes they're going there to use. And guess what? They'll leave you alone. But guess what? I'm going to set up a company for it. I just need people. Whoever listens, I need people to know how to do that. You might be working for Lexington Law. I told the girl yesterday, you could leave them and come help me start a company.
Hell, you sitting over there, I'm telling you stuff, and you sending me, she sending me a code that I already know, but she don't know how to utilize it. See, because they using lies with middleman tactics. Oh, I'm sending a letter. I said, didn't y'all send letters before? She said, yeah. Well, they took the same report off my credit report, but they put it back. Oh, well, they could put it back. And well, you going through the credit bureaus, right? Yeah, the credit bureau. Oh, no. I need to go straight. So it's easy for me to just deal with them directly. I could cut y'all out $100 plus a month and go to the right letters to the credit, the so-called credit people directly, and let them know I'm the creditor according to the code, and put the code down and the definition. See, we get definitions like the word person. We get definitions and we own Webster's. In each one of these statutes and codes, they got languages. In each one of these statutes and codes, you know that it might define the word differently from Webster's. So it'd have a definitions code in there. And in those sections, they have a definition for consumer and what creditor is. And they're not the creditor, and you're the consumer, and the consumer is the creditor, the one that creates the credit. I got the ass, and I'm just to take them to get. Guess what? LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Check into that. Al Moore Consultation, LLC. That's A-L-M-O-O-R, consultationllc.com. We got you. Business formation, prison reform. Man, we're going to do it all because, you know, these nonprofits, how you doing with the nonprofit?
Well, I'm waiting on my 501c3 to come. It should come this month, inshallah. It should come this month and I can get rolling, you know. That's why I started a nonprofit, is because the reason they set up nonprofits is for tax loophole form. So instead of you paying tax on $100,000, you give it to a cause you like, and then you write it on your taxes so you don't get taxed for that money. So that's the only reason they created it. That's why they give the money away. You know white folks ain't giving nothing away for nothing, man, especially they help no causes for our people, but they'll give that money away because they know that. And then they're trying to save now because everything's coming around. The more educated we get, the better off we are. That's just point blank. So that's our problem. We ain't never been able to bring our people to the correct information. I told you this country is full of misinformation. That's what they thrive on, that lie. And I ask people, half the truth is what? A whole lie. Half the truth is a whole lie. You know, it's a whole lie. It's either truth or untruth. There ain't no in the middle with that, you know. So we're going to get it started. We're going to give them the correct information. We're going to move out on businesses. We're going to move out on everything. I'm already started in businesses. You know, so, like, I'm trying to buy the car wash. You see how they got me out of there? When I was down there, they said that, look at what they do. I'm going to sue these people. First, they say they let me have my container from my office, and then they say you need a land user's permit. Then they go to the owner and tell him, we're going to fine you. See, is it an act of the penal? We're going to fine you $1,000 a day if you don't have them get that stuff out of here. So they shut my whole business down based on that bullshit-ass law they put out, you know. I got my limousine down there. They harassed me about the limousine. It's on private property. It don't have to have tags. It don't have to have nothing. But the man is telling me he don't know. I know because I deal with the cars. I already know if you take a car and put it in your driveway, it don't never have to have tags. They don't bother you because it's on private property. Only on public roads and highways that you can pick up some type of crime. You got to be on the public streets, you know, public highways and so forth, so forth. It's private, they can't do nothing. If you got your own land and you're driving your car around, you don't need license, you don't need nothing because it's private property. So I'm just showing you
they fight against
us to do anything, you know. And with the nonprofit, just like every time I take myself in one of them places, I went to Costco and asked the guy about doing the moving and hauling over there. He said he couldn't make the decision, but I didn't stop right there because I could sense the redneck in the cracker. You know, we got that old cracker detector in us, right? So my cracker detector went off. So I called a general manager. She told me, no, each manager can make their own decision about what they want to do. I didn't go back and confront him about nothing. You know, I'm just documenting everything and so forth, so forth. So when I come with my African-American culture corporation, I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to go over there as that because, see, they have more respect for the nonprofit than they do me. See, if I go over there as a nonprofit, you get it. So that's why I got a nonprofit because I can move. Because it allows me to move. It allows me to move, and not only move, somebody going to give me some money to move. I ain't got no money.
you know. So I'm just, I have, that's why I haven't put a website, web page, it's nothing up, not even a phone number yet, because I'm waiting on the documentation. Once I get that documentation, then I'll start moving out. You know, that's when I'm going to start moving out right there. You know, like I just picked up a contract with housing over in Oakland, you know, and it just happened to be a sister that's in charge of getting the cleanup, so she put me on board. But if it hadn't been for her being in that position and her being the way she is, we wouldn't have that. We wouldn't have that, but
right.
That's the way it goes. She's in a position, and she needs this type of work done, and she looked for her people first. That's what they do. That's what they do. Just like Hispanics do the same thing. They're not going to call you to do no work. They're going to call somebody Hispanic first. First.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah,
so
I might get you. I might get a contract for us out there with this trucking company for help, man. I'm gonna call the chick and see, man. And you might have to load one of the trucks up and go over there and be help, man, and get that contract, man. You know how it go. Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, like I said, we've been, you know, I just know I can move better when through the nonprofit than I can move as a private person. You understand? So. I see that. You know, my spirits tell me that. So I'm going to go through.
And that's,
I'm going to go
that's,
through. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, I'm going to hit the Realtors Association.
Here.
I'm going to go to the Black Realtors Association because, you know, they be staging them houses and moving stuff around and cleaning houses out. So they got to use somebody. So I'm going to try to get in on that. I always got to go through our people first because, you know, they using the service, you know, and a lot of times when they be in that position, they don't actually speak out. Is there any of our people doing this so we can feed them? They don't look at it like that. They just trying to get the job done. So I have to always contact the people, you know, so forth. It's okay because that's the way I'm doing it. And I'm getting, as long as I get paid, it don't matter how I get the job. I ain't tripping. I know the folks ain't looking out, you know, trying to look for me. Every time we go somewhere, I'll say, oh, I didn't know y'all had this. No, you didn't check to see if somebody had that. That's why. Yeah.
And nonprofits, this with the so-called black man don't relax, is the nonprofit and the trust in estate planning. That's huge. That's huge. That's how you transfer wealth. That's how you transfer wealth. Listen to nonprofits, man, like you say, taxation, man, taxation, everything. That's how they eat. Like you just said, they make a new law for taxation of everything. You just said, man, if your lights and your windshield wipers ain't on or something, they go tax. Man, they tax for everything. So understanding that, that's the status. The status dictates that, too, where you want to be taxed. Listen, if you a native of the land and you just take taxes out of your life, if you just take the taxes out of your life from the time you was born to now until you die, man, you have so much blessedness in your life, so much other reservoirs of things that you could do with that energy that you call money. Oh, man, just take the taxes away. You on your own land being taxed. So, yeah, that's huge right there, man. That's real huge. And I wanted to share with y'all, because, see, you're familiar with the system and going through the courts, right? And, like, it's easy to beat the criminal courts, the charges and the admiralty, because it's admiralty. And really it's just understanding it because we got a prison audience. And really my main audience is the prison because I got prison reform going on and dealing with them. And they put their people on the sites and get them on there. And they go listen more than people that just running around out here in the rural because they focus on getting their people home and interest what they interest in. You feel me? So I try to cater to them more because they're gonna for sure get it started. But the admiralty courts, understanding that the court is looking for somebody to accept a scepter. The court is a principal agent, right? So it's obligated to pay or discharge instruments that's presented to it. That's what the court duty is. The court is a banking system for the corporation. If y'all didn't know, those banks are private banks that you putting your money in. That's why any day they could. Snap, it's not there. You be knocking at the door. It's been done in history. Those are private bankers. That's not a bank. That's not what this is talking about. The banking system is the court because it's dealing with bonds and all the presentments, the instruments.
So the bank is the principal agent, and it has the obligation to pay and discharge instruments presented to it for acceptance, right? So if you want to be acceptor, you have to understand under the UCC, under Section 314, to tell you what the acceptance is and how to accept. Now, what I wanted to share to you that when you're dealing with, it's two kinds of claims, mostly what they're dealing with is they in admiralty, all right? It's admiralty court. So either it's a tort claim, right, which means this has got to be an injured party. Yeah, that means you have what they tell you, you have the right to efface your accuser. An injured party has to be a flesh and blood person, not a corporation, not the United States of versus your name, not the state of versus your name. Those are artificial persons, but you don't know no better. Poor child, poor child. Okay, that's the tort. Okay, it needs to be an injured party. You have the right to face your accuser, right? Now, if it's not a tort claim, then the action is either a tort or a commercial crime. If it's a commercial crime, then it needs to have a contract. So where is the contract that gives you authority to do what you do? The contract with you is starting from the birth certificate. If we want to go all the way back, that's where it goes. But the title black on your birth certificate. So on all the with a bill of attainder, which is a warrant, it has black for who they're looking for as identity. No, ma'am, no, sir. That's a false identity. There's no such thing as a black person. That's an artificial person. But see, that's legal, but that's not lawful. See? But see, one is public and one is private. So once you learn how to be private and stop being public, then you want the statutory laws that go for public, which is entities, corporations, won't apply to you. They won't be applicable because you'll be in your natural self. See, then you'll be in the right state of affairs. You'll be dealing with the sovereign state. For you, you'll be in the Republic, the California Republic, the bear. That's right. You're a California bear. But when you're that artificial person and you can say you're a U.S. citizen, then the statutes apply to you. The enactments apply to you. They can change each day. So you could be a Negro today, an African-American tomorrow. You could smoke weed in this county today. Tomorrow you can smoke weed. You can't smoke weed in that county. It's an enactment. It's a statute. But for a natural person, that doesn't apply. Smoke their weed. Now, they got, of course, you all got to be law-abiding. This is the private seed. You got to be law-abiding. You can't just think you, because you're a natural person, you're just going to take your weed and go smoke it in the public forum when they got laws and ordinances going on. You still have to be in law. You have to be a law-abiding citizen. But you got the right to do what you, that's, you could drive down the street with your bud in your car, and they pull you over, and you don't got to have a license, and you ain't got to have no license to have your weed in your car that's for personal. That's your private property. Hell, if you smoking weed in your car, where's the injured person? Where is the contract that says that I can't smoke weed because I don't have no DMV agreement with you? And who have I injured by smoking this weed? Who have I injured by driving fast down the freeway? Forget what's supposed to happen or what could. Who did I injure? Because that's a tort claim. It's nobody to point at me. Nobody injured. Who? The state? The police can't be. You gonna be the witness and the judge. You gonna give me the ticket? Everything? No, that's a conflict of interest. That's the judicial branch crossing over the state of authority with the executive and the other branches. Do y'all understand law? And if it's a commercial crime, where's the contract? I don't have no DMV. Because when you get a DMV contract, you give up your inalienable rights for privileges to drive. You have the right to travel by God's law, by natural law. Hell, they don't pull a person over with a skateboard that's traveling. They don't pull a person over on a bike that's traveling. They don't pull a person over on walking that's traveling to go anywhere they want to go in the world. But in this motor vehicle, because that's a DMV agency code, for a vehicle, which is the agency, that's the code word for that transmitting utility. So that's how they commercialized it. But you don't understand that. You have a locomotive, automobile. You have the right to travel in your locomotive, automobile. That's right. Free of hindrance. And you also have, according to the Constitution, you have the right to contract. You're not obligated to contract with somebody when they send you a presentment or a bill. But if you believe that it's lawful and you contract with them, then, hey, by law it has become legal and you are binded by it. But that don't mean that it's lawful. So So we got to understand language, legal versus lawful. So that's what all this comes to, huh? And that all this stuff is, man, all this stuff is in the Constitution. The Constitution, folks, is the supreme law of the land, not these statutes and codes that they got people following by. The Constitution entails everything you need. And we're not talking about the amendments and the enactments that was added on prior, I mean, after 1791. We're talking about the organic U.S. Constitution, 1791. So when you read it, all the amendments up to 10, it's to 1791. When you get to 11, it goes to 1798. Then the Amendment 12 goes to 1804. And then Amendment 13, when the real shenanigans kicked in, 1865. 13, 14, to 15th Amendments is garbage for the black men. The right to vote, man, they got an electoral college. Voting don't mean nothing. And who counting your vote anyway? The same people that's sending you to jail, that's putting the crimes on you and everything, who count your vote? I mean, your vote don't mean a damn thing. Get out of here. This about us getting it to the people, man. This is the forum, man. We just got to study, study, study. That's what Prophet Noble Drew Ali told us, man. He said, study, 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 and I bear witness. It's an ongoing process. The more I learn, know that I don't know nothing. Man, that's how deep it is. For real.
The more you know, let you know how much you don't know.
Yeah.
It's true. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave.
From the cradle to the grave.
Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave.
And I'm going to send you this, it's YouTube, it's a YouTube conversation from a sister, and she giving some deep game. But the overall on it, you like myself, the prophet told us, man knoweth not by being told. If man must know, he himself must be what must he know. So you got to go investigate. He said investigate. I shouldn't have to investigate everything. So like me, I'm gonna put you on something. I know you're going to investigate and listen at the seminar, but she's going to teach about Title 15, Section 1692C. But Title 15, 1692 is dealing with the Fair Crediting Act for everybody out there. And it's important that you guys read that, dissect that, break that down so you can understand what these people are doing to you. They don't have a right to come at you to collect. Bro, they don't, bro. I just read it in plain sight, bro. I'm on them. What? Hey, get at me. LegalEmpowerMentGroup101.com. Woo! AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. Them websites, legal information. Man, I got it all. Credit repair, man, industry reports, man, we doing it all, man. We're going to get on the people. Man, because it's all about just information out there, dissecting it. Man, they're killing the people. The people perish for lack of knowledge.
That's what happens. That's why we perish, because of the lack of knowledge. That's what it is. Hey, man, we, you know, I like the Ten Commandments, because eight of the Ten Commandments say, thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. You see that theme? Thou shalt not. You better learn what not to do, because you got to learn how to not to do something before you can do something, especially when you've been programmed.
Right.
Especially when you've been programmed.
Mm.
So I look for the nots in my life. I need to, because I'm living in this country, and the way they are toward us, I need to work on what not to do. And what not to do is what they're talking about. That's what I do. What they're talking about, I don't do, because I know it's all bad.
So, question to the audience and the people would be, why did Google/Facebook gather and sell information? And look how powerful they came from that.
That's
information
that's is powerful. The only reason they're powerful is because they got the information.
Ooh, and who they get the information from? Who is the source of the information? The people. Power to the people out there.
Yeah.
Y'all got to understand that we are the power. Just like black, so-called black men, you not broke. You just been dumbed down. You the biggest spender. Man, everything is run off you around the rural, man, off the black, the back of our this culture that they designed for us. They dress you up. Man, we an actor on a stage. We an artificial person on a stage. Man, it's so funny, man. The Wizard of Oz, Ted. I even look back at the movie Trader Places, the movie The Toy with Richard Pryor, all these movies and stuff, man, these symbols, signs and symbols coming to America. Man, I could just go on and on, man. They just put it before your face, man. even with some of the Avengers and the characters they put with the superhuman powers they try to teach you. But that stuff that's inside of you, man, that you really have power to do, audience, ladies and gentlemen, it is. It's like, it's so deep. Like, we so dumbed down. We so human. We so physical. We think physical is first, but really we spiritual beings. And it's a chapter.
Yeah,
and, brother, you got to get your book, your Noble Drew Ali.
Spiritual being having human experiences.
Go ahead.
Now, we're spiritual being having human experiences. We're not human beings having spirit. I mean, we think the human beings having spiritual experiences. No, you got to turn that around.
Right.
Got to turn that around, brother.
Right.
That's what
we
got to
be spiritual first.
But you don't know that.
And that's what
they people don't
for
their spirit. They let their spirit lay dormant. So.
Right. And in the Bible, for the Bible listeners, it said, well, why, if a man gains the whole world and lose his soul, you got to have your spirit right, man. That don't, it don't mean nothing. We all have been out there running around getting it. What we talking about, getting to the bag. I used to get it, come home and shed tears to my little ones, crying to my brothers and sisters, putting up money and everything, having it, crying, going through it out there in the dunya. You feel me? Nah, man. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than that, man. Feed the spirit. I'm so at peace now. I'm so at peace, man. After living in them places,
because
you enclosed up with nothing.
Your spirit, you wake up. What did Allah say? He placed a ruh up in the human being. That ruh is that spirit. You know, that's what it is. That spirit. That ruh. That's that ruh, man. So we got to get that ruh up in us.
Yeah, so give us a, so in the, so I'm no, see, the people might don't all know. See, I'm going to put you on blast right now. The people might all don't know because you got a long pass from where you come from and where you at. So before, we got 9 minutes left. So in the spirit of Ramadan, Brother Imam, would you please enlighten us and end this off on that note right there on the spiritual enlightenment and coincide with Ramadan right now? Because we have 9 minutes left. Yeah, Mr. Imam. Yeah. Yes, sir.
You know, Ramadan is nothing but a month. This is what we do
right.
In a month. We don't say, you know, these people here, they don't say, are you going to do December? No, they say, are you celebrating Christmas? Because Christmas is in December. Ramadan, in that month, we fast. So Ramadan is actually a month. Ramadan is a month. And in that month, we fast. And what does fasting do for you? So it's a whole bunch of spiritual. You're not taking in all that garbage food because the cells that really clean up your organs inside, they never get a chance to really work at 100% because you put that garbage in your stomach. And they have to fight off all that poisonous food that they give us. So you get a chance to keep your stomach empty. You know, your stomach should have one-third air, one-third water, one-third, you know, when you eat in the morning and then you come back eat again at 12 o'clock, that food that you put in hasn't digested yet. We are overeaters because they make money on food and sugar and all that garbage. That's one of the physical aspects that help you. Then it helps you mentally. You know, mentally, you know, you focus it. You know, you focus. I'm more alert. You know how animals be? When they be hungry and you watch some animal shows, boy, he'd be alert. He'd be focused. You know, you ever watch a lion, how they creep up on somebody because they focus, you know? And I'm more focused in this month, you know, because I'm just more focused. I'm feeding my spiritual self more during the month of Ramadan fasting than I do any other time. It's just the truth for me, you know? And so that's why fasting, if you look at any religious text, is going to be fasting. It's just that we go for 30 days from sun up to sun down. And people want to know, how you go that long without eating? It's really not the food that bothers me because I'm not an overeater. When I feel any type of hunger pain, I just eat enough to take it away, and that's it. You understand? I'm not an overeater, so it's not the food. What's the challenge for me every year, or since I've known it, is the importance of water. You'll die from lack of water before you die from lack of food because your body will eat your fat tissues up. But ain't no water in there.
Yep.
So water is important. We don't
right.
even drink enough water because they got Coca-Cola, soda pop. That's the number one drink for people, not water. All your body needs is water. If you're drinking anything liquid, it starts with water.
and then they add something to the water. How can it be good? You're adding something to what's already good to you. You're adding. My son, Lo Hakeem, what I did was I got a water machine. Now, Kimi here take a whole case of water to him. That's his number one drink is water. We pull up to one of these fast food places, which is a rarity. He'll drink water. He'll tell him, I want water. He don't want no soda because I got him hooked on water. You know, his skin color is beautiful. So fasting is a good thing for you. And then you get discipline because fasting for 3 days, I could do that any day of the year. If you ask me to fast for 3 days, I could go without nothing for 3 days. But when you consistent, it teaches you discipline. You get discipline.
Yes, it does.
Anything we can do to discipline ourselves, we win. We win.
Yes,
so,
sir.
So it's a good thing. I love when it comes around because that's what helps me. It refocuses me, you know. It refocuses me. And then you're supposed to read, it's called a juice in the Quran every day. So then it helps people, you know, read. You got to read so much. So by the time 30 days went by, you've been and read the whole Quran, you know. So those are
yes,
things
sir.
With Islam. Like I say about I'm more than, I look at African spirit, I look at spirituality, you know, more so because I studied all the major religions, you know. I studied all of them, and it's good and bad in all of them, you know. It's good and bad in all of them. Okay, so we only got three minutes left, brother. Take us out here.
Okay, well we appreciate y'all joining us. Like I said, we'll be back again Friday, inshallah. And the forum again is this is blogtalkradio.com/themorningdrip. You can reach me at legalempowermentgroup101.com or that's the website or the email address is the same. It's legalempowermentgroup101@gmail.com. And also you can reach me at the website, Almore. ConsultationLLC.com. That's ALMOOR ConsultationLLC.com. And the website is almore.consulting@gmail. Also, the nonprofit, the 501c3, Helping Earth Acquire Life Through Humanity. You can reach me there at health.more, MOOR, the word health, like healthcare, health.more@yahoo.com. And the website for that is coming soon. So,
yes, sir, brother.
And that's pretty much it for today. We thank the brother again for joining us, Brother Hakeem Jabbar. You can reach Brother Hakeem Jabbar at HakeemJabbar@yahoo.com. Oh, brother, we done it incorporated coming soon, y'all. Website and all, we done it corporation and really coming, man. Really got a body of work for that coming together. It's going to be big, brother. We'll talk about that off air. But peace and love to everybody listening, wherever you call it from, wherever you're listening from. We're going to stay in tune with you, bring you some more information. For all the people that's out there listening, with the family members in the prison, hey, we got you. We here, man. We got them, man. They sending them packages to the they're hitting the emails, and they sending them packages to the P.O. box. Hey, it's been beautiful, brother. I'm talking about, man, they've been getting on the phone, calling. They've been appreciating it, man. Just been moving and grooving for the prisoners, understanding what they're going through, understanding that, you feel me, that there's a way out. You feel me? And teaching them. They understand the nationality, so that's what we on, man. So, again, we thank y'all. Y'all come again, and we'll see y'all soon, man. Peace and love from Suleiman Bay, Brother Hakeem Bay, and the Morning Drip, and we look forward to seeing y'all again soon. Peace and love. Reprimanded by someone who saw a cocaine. Pray heaven was an angel in his name ring. Truckers want to kill me for the same thing. Ain't no financial way that they know the name. Activists sipping, activists trying to pull away. You know how it is. New levels, new devils, the cheddar breed jealousy, a hell of speed, but it's whatever. Mercedes driver, 85er enlightener, collapsible sun visor, the half moon identifies, the son of God, son of man, son of Sam, young with the plan, stick or get stuck, get killed to get bucked, a blessing of luck. I love all, test me, trust not above all, but young niggas address me.
like Ibn Rocker, running through Carthage, Panama watches, conquer the Nazis, conquering lion, Ahmed Ra's sun god combined in one. Most prolific, you all point, like the coke addicted lawyer Kleinfeld's gut. Tell the way to bring over that Moscow mule. Tell them haters get over it, nah, it's still rules. To money makers and niggas who murk you out and beat the death penalty on reversal trial, niggas versatile.
Some things your eyes won't see, but when out of your control, your power to be free.